Time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for scattered showers with a high of 75. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 52. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Serendipity Card and Gift, located at 113 Southeast 2nd Street in Fairfield, will be closing soon. Owners Patty Atwood and Anita Tips said there was no exact date for when Serendipity would close, as it would depend on when the store's inventory is gone. They would like to be closed by the end of May. Effective immediately, however, all merchandise is 25% off. All reward punch cards, Serendipity gift certificates, and big bucks must be redeemed by April 30th, and all sales are final. Atwood said she and Tips opened Serendipity in July 2009. She said they had greatly appreciated their customers' business, and they enjoyed their work. While they will miss everyone, they are retiring to enjoy other interests and family time. More news next.
Who wants pickles and ice cream? Or pineapple and pizza?
Yeah.
Not at your local Dairy Queen, but you can now order chicken and waffles. Available on their new menu. At Fairfield Dairy Queen, stop in for a $5 lunch. Try the 3-piece chicken basket, deluxe cheeseburger, crispy chicken salad, or the barbecue bacon cheeseburger meal. Have a complete meal and finish it off with your favorite ice cream sundae. Open 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Over 75 years ago, our town was electrified for the first time. The co-op was started by local people coming together as a community.
Today, we're still working side by side with our co-op to make decisions locally that best serve our area.
And that will benefit not only this generation, but future generations, making sure we'll all have the power we need to grow and flourish right here in our hometown.
Wayne White County's Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Horizon Healthcare Grayville Clinic is now open. The Grayville Clinic will be offering the same level of excellence that other Horizon Healthcare clinics strive to provide. Services provided include acute, chronic, and preventative office visits, minor foot care procedures, minor laceration suturing, routine women's health exams, DOT testing, outpatient lab work, and more. The clinic is located at 319 West Commerce Street in Grayville. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Call 842-4617 to schedule an appointment. Walk-ins welcome. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
In other news, the City of Fairfield has released more information regarding its grant from the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency. The grant is for a total of $146,682, and the city will provide matching funds of $16,300. The grant opportunity was announced in December 2018 as part of the Office of Energy's Wastewater Treatment Plant Energy Efficiency Program. Fairfield worked with Colin Dunn of Hampton, Lenzini, and Renwick and the Greater Wabash Regional Planning Commission to apply for the grant. The grant will run through May 2020, and it will enable the city to make energy efficiency upgrades to its plant equipment, which were identified by a previous energy audit that was provided at no cost by the Office of Energy. The funds for the grant program are provided by the United States Department of Energy's State Energy Program. Grant funds will be utilized for projects that allow for the automation of certain processes at the wastewater treatment plant. The funded project will reduce the amount of energy consumed by the City of Fairfield's wastewater treatment operations, thereby reducing the energy burden for community residents. Once the projects are completed, the city could save up to $24,000 a year. 25-year-old Fairfield resident Tyler E. Hutchison was arrested early yesterday morning by Fairfield police on a charge of domestic battery. According to police reports, at approximately 1:23, officers met with Hutchison's girlfriend, who said she had been involved in an altercation with him at her residence when he held her down and took her phone. Officers located Hutchison and transported him to the Fairfield Police Department for questioning. After the interview, Hutchison was placed into custody, transported to the Wayne County Jail, and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a bill banning the sale of tobacco products to minors. The governor's action raised the legal age of purchasing tobacco products from 18 to 21. The legislation also did away with penalties for underage possession. However, businesses will still face fines and other sanctions for selling to underage customers. With Pritzker's action, beginning on July 1st, Illinois will join California, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Oregon, Hawaii, Maine, and Washington, D.C. in banning sales to those under 21. Included in the ban are cigarettes, cigars, chewing tobacco, and nicotine-based products such as e-cigarettes and vaping materials. Supporters say the law will discourage teenagers from a deadly, lifelong habit. Opponents contended if 18-year-olds can vote and serve in the military, they should be able to decide whether to smoke or not. One of Fairfield's two Edward Jones financial advisors has tendered his resignation. Andrew Williams, who operated out of the offices at 302 West Main Street, officially resigned his position Friday morning. He had worked there since January of 2015. Edward Jones employees say the business anticipates sending a fill-in agent to the location until future plans are made. They say their clients will continue to be served. The company did not immediately release more information, though they did say that Williams had taken another job elsewhere. Andrew Diesel is the remaining agent in Fairfield. A nationwide business, Edward Jones is a privately owned company that serves nearly 7 million investors, and it is a member SIPC. The Fairfield City Council will meet tomorrow in regular session. Aldermen will have a light agenda with only 3 items of business listed. The council will discuss a resolution to interfund loans between the general, electric, and gas funds, and it will also hear an update concerning the Mapping the Future of Your Community program from the Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs. Giselle Hamm spoke to the council in late March regarding the program, which would cost around $5,000 to implement. Aldermen will also hear an update on the trailer ordinance agreement. The Fairfield Zoning Board of Appeals met last week to discuss the ordinance at the request of the council in their second March meeting. Tomorrow's meeting also marks the second to last for Alderman Mike Podorf and Ed Prince. The two were defeated in last week's election by Brett Cole and Gary Moore, respectively, and the two new aldermen will be sworn in at the council's first meeting in May. Last month was cooler and slightly wetter than 1 year ago. At the WFIW-WOKZ studios, we received 5 inches and 69 hundredths of total precipitation during March. Half an inch of that total came as snow on the 3rd. Over half of March's rainfall came in the last 7 days of the month, when the studio received 2 inches and 83 hundredths. We received over an inch of rain on the 24th and 30th in that stretch. Last March, we recorded 5 inches and 34 hundredths of rainfall, with the heaviest total checking in at 1 inch and 92 hundredths on the 29th. We recorded no snow last March. The average high for last month was 50 degrees, and the highest temperature recorded at the station was 74 degrees on the 28th. The coolest high was 19 on the 4th. Last year, the average high was 52.1, with a high temperature of 67 coming on the 15th. Last year's coolest high was 40 on the 8th. The average low for last month was 32.8 degrees, with a coolest temperature of 5 on the 4th. The warmest low temperature was 56 on the 13th. March 2018's average low was 34.5 degrees, with a low of 21 on the 14th. Last year's warmest low temperature was 47 on the 29th. The Edwards County Community Unit School District will hold a special discipline hearing tonight at 7 in the Atelier Room 172. The only item of business on the agenda comes after closed session, in which the board is expected to hear a motion regarding a disciplinary case at Albion Grade School. The Fairfield FFA Greenhouse will have a pre-Easter sale on Saturday from 7 a.m. to noon. The primary sales on April 27th and 28th have not changed. The Fairfield Business and Professional Women's Foundation is accepting scholarship applications for Wayne County High School girls and mature women returning to college. All scholarships awarded will be valued at $2,000. High school applications will be available in guidance offices. The mature women's scholarship applications are available on Frontier Community College's website. All scholarship applications must be postmarked by June 1st. Anyone looking for more information regarding the scholarships can call Thea Gain at 842-6156. National Child Abuse Prevention Month is underway, with child welfare advocates calling for Illinoisans to get involved in ensuring the welfare of kids in peril. The issue of child abuse is getting significant attention, as Mark Smith has become the latest leader trying to right the ship at the Department of Children and Family Services. Smith was recently picked by Governor J.B. Pritzker to become the 15th leader at the agency since 2003. A recent Office of Inspector General report has revealed that in the past 2 years, 98 children involved with DCFS have died. Safe Families for Children Downstate Director Ryan Mobley says there are some positive developments in the fight against child abuse.
I think there's a growing awareness. Yeah, there's been some really tragic things that have happened recently that's really pushed it in the public eye, you know, in a negative way. You know, we don't like when things like that happen. But there has been some great work going on the last number of years, in particular from the department, from local agencies, just really doing better education to the communities about how we can all prevent abuse and neglect situations. So I think there's been a lot of proactive work going on that's been very beneficial.
He notes DCFS can't do it alone.
Really, it takes a community. This is something that we just can't legislate. And this is about people just caring for each other, and we're all watching each other's backs and watching out for the most vulnerable of our society, which is our kids.
The recent interim director at DCFS said the agency needs to reduce caseloads. Lawmakers like Senator Andy Mayner have called for the agency to refocus more of its effort on helping children in peril. Two Illinois State Police officers were laid to rest last week, and Governor J.B. Pritzker says more must be done to get the public to obey Scott's Law. Kim Howard has the story.
Governor Pritzker says his office is working with lawmakers to enact tougher penalties for not moving over when an emergency vehicle is on the side of the road. 16 troopers have been struck by other vehicles so far this year.
I never want to see this happen again. Deaths are senseless, that people do not follow the law, that people do not follow Scott's Law and move over, slow down, when they know that the person on the side of the road, the trooper, is doing their job and protecting us. It's shameful.
Governor Pritzker says the public needs to be better educated about Scott's Law and more emphasis placed on it in driver's ed and in the Illinois rules of the road. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Illinois residents are now able to review the number of lead service lines in their community's water system. Illinois Environmental Protection Agency Director John Kim announced last week that the agency has launched an online tool that allows residents to download reports on their local water system. The report details the types of materials that make up water distribution grids. All data reported for 2017 is now online. Community water systems have until April 15th to submit calendar 2018 data. The EPA estimates that Illinois has 3.7 million water lines. Of those, about 415,000 are made of lead. About 319,000 are made of copper and potentially contain lead solder. More than 1.5 million are made of unknown material. That's the news. Area deaths next.
At Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics, your family's care team is close to home. New family nurse practitioner Danielle Baker will provide the knowledge and attention to guarantee you get the care you need when and where you need it. From routine care to acute needs, Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics have you covered. Plus, same-day appointments are available and a Carmi walk-in clinic on Saturday for those unexpected illnesses. With 7 providers and 9 specialty care clinics, maybe it's time to take another look at Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics in Carmi and McLeansboro.
Grilling season is upon us, and you need a new grill. Time to visit the experts at Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods. Phoenix, Broilmaster, and Louisiana Pellet Grills are in the showroom. Let us help you make the right choice for your cooking needs. Get a great price on the Phoenix Grill right now, only $575. That's Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods, 1423 West Main in Fairfield, 8 to 5 weekdays, Saturdays 8 to noon.
currently in Fairfield. It is 72. We have received 11/100ths of an inch of rain here at the radio station. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,308, down 117. The NASDAQ is at 7,927, down 11. May crude oil is at $64.25, as up $1.17. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 78-year-old Pena resident Nelda Jean Foster, formerly of Wayne City, died on Saturday at her home. She worked as a teacher for 33 years. Nelda Foster is survived by her husband, Harley Foster Sr., three sons, Harley Foster Jr. and Michael Foster, both of Pena, and Alan Foster of Assumption, five grandchildren, sister Sue Myers of Wayne City, and two nieces. Funeral services for Nelda Foster will be held on Wednesday at McCracken Dean Funeral Home in Pena at 10 o'clock a.m. Burial will be in Linwood Cemetery. Visitation will be Tuesday, tomorrow, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the funeral home. Memorials in Nelda's honor may be made to the Boy Scouts Rhodes France Scout Reservation for campership funds, and they will be accepted by the McCracken Dean Funeral Home. 76-year-old Fairfield resident Cecil M. Gish died at 3:53 p.m. on Sunday at his home. He was a painter and a missionary. Cecil Gish is survived by his wife, Ann Gish of Fairfield, daughters Cecilia Blanford of Poole, Kentucky, Angie Gish of Fairfield, and Rachel Busby of Birmingham, Alabama, son Christopher Gish of Fairfield, four grandchildren, and two great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Cecil Gish will be held at 2 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be held from noon until the time of service at the funeral home. Per his wishes, his body will be cremated following the service. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 74-year-old Fairfield resident Dolores D. E. Doty died at 3:42 this morning at Aperian Care in Fairfield. She had been a CNA for several years in Pontiac. Dolores Doty is survived by her husband, Gary Doty of Fairfield, one daughter, Denise Brave of Clifton, one daughter-in-law, Linda Long of Fairfield, eight grandchildren, 18 great-grandchildren, and one great-great-grandchild. Funeral services for Dolores Doty will be held at 1 o'clock p.m. on Friday at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be from 11 o'clock a.m. until the time of service at the funeral home. Memorial donations can be made to the Dr. Scranton Memorial Cancer Fund, and they will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. 54-year-old rural Albion resident Cynthia L. Cox died on Saturday at Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel. She was a bartender. Cynthia Cox is survived by her husband, John Cox of Albion, sons John Cox of McLeansboro and David Cox of Grayville, daughter Sierra Cox of Albion, sister Pam Cox of Mount Vernon, Indiana, and five grandchildren. Visitation and funeral for Cynthia Cox will be held on Tuesday, tomorrow, at Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville. Visitation will be at 5 p.m. and will continue until the time of service at 7. Memorials may be made to Cancer Treatment Centers of America and will be accepted at Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville. 95-year-old Flora resident Laura Betty Eckleberry died Sunday afternoon at Flora Gardens Care Center. Arrangements are pending at Frankenbright Funeral Home in Flora. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today, partly cloudy skies and a high of 75. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 52, and then partly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll have a high around 75. Yeah, look for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, cloudy on Wednesday, a high of 70 and low of 60. Scattered showers on Thursday. Thursday's high will be around 78 with a low of 45. Then mostly sunny skies on Friday. Friday's high will be around 60 with an overnight low of 40.